We are on air for Fan for Racing Radio, and tonight we are doing our Knoxville Berlin NASCAR weekend preview with Hot Topic Sound Off at 10. Joining me for tonight's show, a last minute change here, we have Andy Lasky. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Thank you, Sharon. It's been a while. Happy to be on.
Well, we're happy to have you here, and yes, it has been too long, and I'm happy to have you here. Okay, in our first half hour, we are going to talk about some short track news and some upcoming races from the short track racing world. Then we'll preview the ARCA Menards Series race at Berlin Raceway this weekend, along with just a couple brief updates from the ARCA East and ARCA West Series. At 9 o'clock, we're going to speak with our guest, and Jay is actually going to call in and be a part of that interview. Braden and Bryson Mitchell are going to be, they're on the entry list for the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series this week at the Knoxville Raceway. They're driving the number 53 for Braden and number 46 for Bryson for G2G Racing, and we'll speak to them at 9 o'clock. Afterward, Andy and I will be back and we'll preview the NASCAR Truck Series race at Knoxville Raceway. And at 9:30, we'll give some updates from the NASCAR Xfinity and Cup Series. Both series are off this weekend. Stay tuned, though, because at 10 o'clock, we have our NASCAR Hot Topic Sound Off discussion with the Fan for Racing crew, and I believe Jay is going to call back in for that. And it will be the three of us. So I haven't heard from Tommy yet if he's going to be able to join us or not, but I'm really excited to see, for Hot Topics here tonight. So, Andy, let's go ahead and get started with the Racing America, some of the latest news there. One of the big headlines there is that Ty Majeski will race on Sunday's Elite 8 Super Late Model Series. After racing at Knoxville on Saturday, on Sunday, he's going to move on to Slinger and prepare for the Nationals at Slinger Speedway.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal there, and he obviously has had a lot of success in the late models. I think that that automatically makes him a favorite going into that race, and certainly one to watch, and certainly with only the truck race this weekend, it allows these drivers to go make opportunities like that happen. So that'll be pretty fun. And then kind of looking at some more news here, rising star Caden Honeycutt of Willow Park, Texas, is going to return to G2G Racing for three races in the Camping World Truck Series this year. He's only 18 years old, making his debut back at Martinsville early this season. So for an up-and-coming driver like that, a big deal to get three additional races for sure.
Absolutely. Another thing, and Sal is actually going to be at Kern County Raceway this weekend, the SRL, Southwest Touring Series, is headed back to Kern County this weekend. Sal will be there for all of the action. Again, both the Slinger National Race and the race at Kern County, and Jay, Sal, or who am I talking to? Andy. the race that you just talked about, that is also at Racing America? Or is that on Flow Racing?
That is Racing America, yes, correct, under latest news.
Okay, so that's going to be all races that you can watch at Racing America. So definitely looking forward to that. Let's see. What else do we have? The Northwest Super Late Models are headed to Hermiston. So that is the answer to the SRL Southwest Tour. We've got the Northwest Super Late Models headed to Hermiston Raceway. Seven times in its history, so that's going to be another fun one to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. kind of just looking around, too, at some other big stuff here. The SRX series comes back this weekend. I wasn't aware of that, so pretty excited about that. And they're going to bring national attention to Five Flag Speedway. I think what's cool about the series is visiting local short tracks around the country and bringing that national attention to them. They kick off that six-race schedule starting Saturday. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I enjoyed it greatly last year. I thought it was a fantastic stretch for 6 weeks throughout the summer. That should be a lot of fun, and that kicks off, I believe, Saturday night. I'm not 100% sure of the time, but Saturday night on CBS, I do believe. So should be a lot of fun. Looks like
that's what I was thinking too. CBS. I was looking for that information.
Looks like CBS at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So yeah, it's gonna be a good one. I'm not 100% sure if I'll be watching that or not. If not, I'll try to catch up on it when I can. But certainly enjoyed it last year and hope to see some of that again this year.
Absolutely. That's another big one. Also, the ARCA CRA Super Series. The JEG CRA All-Stars Tour is actually set for a combo event this week at Flat Rock. So another race, a big bang for your buck with it being a combo race at Flat Rock, Michigan for that combo event. So that is in Salem. Let's see, that came out of Salem, Indiana, which is the headquarters for the ARCA series. So definitely Saturday's event is actually the 5th event of the season for the ARCA CRA Super Series. The series started its 26th season of competition at Anderson Speedway on April 9th. So you can continue to watch that series in action this weekend at Flat Rock, Michigan. Okay, let's move over to Flow Racing and see what's going on over at Flow Racing and the news there. There are a lot of NASCAR weekly touring series events. I usually look at the schedule actually over here to see what races are going on over the weekend. Actually, there's a couple of races that are live right now over at Flow Racing. The 2022 Clash at the Creek, that would be the 14 at 141 Speedway. So if you want to watch some racing, there's actually three races. The Tezos, ASCOC at Ohio Speed Week in Waynesville Raceway Park, and then the weekly racing at Thunder Rule Speed Bowl is taking place right now if you want to watch the action live over at Flow Racing.
All right, and taking a look at the schedule for the remaining portion of the weekend, which would be starting tomorrow. Kind of a lot going on for sure. You've got weekly racing at Stafford Motor Speedway. That's at 5:50 p.m. And then you've got the ASCOC at Limeland Motorsports Park. That's at 6 o'clock. Lucas Oil ASCS at Texarkana 67 Speedway. That's also tomorrow night at 6:30. Weekly racing at the Autodrome Granby. Weekly racing at Utica Rome Speedway. Comp times late models at Magnolia Motor Speedway. That's down in Jay's neck of the woods, actually. Eastern Storm USAC Sprint at Williams Grove Speedway. That's at 7:30. Weekly racing at Marshalltown Speedway comes after that. Funny Car Chaos at Cordova. That's at 8. And then SCS Sooner Region at Tulsa Speedway at 8:30. So there's a lot going on here. A couple more of them to close out tomorrow night. The Road to Dirt Cup at Silver Dollar Speedway at 9 p.m. Wrapping it all up with a very busy night of racing, the 2022 weekly racing at Ocean Speedway at 9 p.m. So certainly everyone talks about Saturday night short tracking. As you can see, Friday night short tracking also very busy for the local racing events this weekend.
Yes, indeed. And there's a whole slew of races going on Saturday as well. some of it's carryover from some of the races that Andy just referred to. The Comp Cam's late models at Magnolia Speedway will continue at 6 p.m. on the 18th Saturday. Funny Car Chaos at Cordova, my neck of the woods. Actually, you're giving Eastern times, and my times are all Central times. So the Funny Car Chaos at Cordova starts at 7 p.m. Weekly racing at Oswego Speedway, another one in my neck of the woods, 3 p.m. The NASCAR Weekly Racing at Jennerstown Speedway at 4:30 on Saturday. Weekly Racing at Riverhead Raceway at 4:30. The Tezos ASCOC Speed Week at Portsmouth Raceway Park. That's at 5 p.m. Saturday. Doug Hoffman Memorial at Bridgeport Motorsports Park, 5 p.m. Also at 5 p.m. is the Weekly Racing at Fonda Speedway. USAC WC Midgets at Merced Speedway at 5 p.m. At 5:30, you've got the Arkham Menards Series at Berlin Raceway. Andy and I will be talking about that in just a few minutes. The USAC Open Wheel Madness at Port Royal Speedway, 6 p.m. Saturday. Southern All-Star Series at East Alabama, 6 p.m. Saturday. Also at 6, the Weekly Racing at Lincoln Speedway, 6 p.m. Weekly Racing at Florence Motor Speedway. Also at 6, Weekly Racing at Langley Speedway. At 6, the Hammer Outlaw Super Late Models at Anderson Speedway. 6:15, you've got the Weekly Points Race at Port City Raceway. At 6:15, racing at 34 Raceway. At 6:30, Lucas Oil ASCS at Boot Hill Speedway. 6:50, the NASCAR Weekly Racing at Bowman Gray Stadium. Would love to go to that one. The Road to Dirt Cup at Cottage Grove Speedway starts at 7. The Sprint Car Challenge Tour at Petaluma Speedway, 7 o'clock. NASCAR Weekly Racing at La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway, 7:30. It's the Wheel and Modified Tour for NASCAR. I can never pronounce this right. Do you know how to pronounce this one? Is that Monadnock Speedway?
That's pronounced, it's Monadnock Speedway. That's up in my neck of the woods, up in New Hampshire, so...
okay,
but that's how you would say it. Now, that's a tough one for sure.
Okay. 7:30 is NASCAR Weekly Racing at Meridian Speedway. 8 p.m. Weekly Racing at Evergreen Speedway. And more NASCAR Weekly Racing. That the one at Evergreen is at 8 at 9 o'clock at Alaska Raceway Park on Saturday night. And just a couple here for Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday, of course, moving on. Of course, you've got Flow Racing 24/7, but specifically, let's take a look at 6 p.m., the Short Track Super Series at Devil's Bowl Speedway. That will be at 6 p.m. And again, pay attention to those time listings. I am speaking specifically in Eastern. Sharon did bring up a good point there. And then at 6:15 p.m., the 2022 Eastern Swarm USAC Sprints at Bloomsburg Fair Raceway. That'll be at 6:15 p.m. So clearly a very busy weekend of racing ahead. Even if the national racing is a bit slow this weekend, a lot of short track racing all across the country over the next three nights, which means if you're a race fan, there's plenty to pay attention to and plenty to watch this weekend.
Okay. And definitely no shortage of racing for those people who love to watch racing. If you are a member at Racing America or Fall Racing, you'll be able to watch those races this weekend to your little heart's content. Okay, let's move on to the Arkham Menards Series. They are racing at Berlin Speedway this weekend, Berlin Raceway, let me just get my notes here. The Zinder Smart Coat 200 will take place Saturday, June 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, it will be televised on MAV TV. If you have MAV TV, if you're subscribed to that, you'll be able to watch it there. If not, if you're subscribed over at Flow Racing, you'll be able to watch it there. And then there's always the radio coverage over at AutoRacing.com. The track layout is a point 438 mile oval. They'll be racing 200 long. Saturday, June 18th, they'll have practice at 4:15 to 5. The general tire pole qualifying will take place at 6 p.m. Eastern and the start of the Winter Smart Coat 200 at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So there's some drivers for us to keep an eye on out there at this track. This one thing to keep in mind, this is also the third race of the Sioux Chief Showdown, Andy.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be a good one. I'm just trying to get caught up here and figure out where we're looking on the website. So if you can just bear with me a moment.
Look at the pit box there. I'll go ahead and get started. Daniel Dye is in need of a strong run after two disappointing showings at Charlotte Speedway and Iowa Speedway. So the trip to Berlin this Saturday could be just what the doctor ordered for Daniel Dye. He earned his first and thus far only ARCA Series win at the Michigan Short Track last year in only his second series start. So he's looking to earn a repeat trip to Victory Lane Saturday night. But there's going to be plenty of competition there to keep him in check. Okay, I'll just kind of continue on here, Jay or Andy, until you get caught up. That competition includes Rev Racing's Nick Sanchez and Roger Carruth. They're again tied at the top of the ARCA Mirage Series standings, entering the race this weekend. Of the two, Sanchez has made his ARCA start at Berlin, finishing sixth last year. So Venturi Motorsports is also bringing a trio of cars to Berlin that's led by the return, Tom Hessert. And there's an article on here about Tom's return to the ARCA Mirage Series. He's scheduled to make his first ARCA Series start since 2018, and he'll be joined on the Venturi squad by Jesse Love and Tony Breidinger. Are you with me yet?
Yeah, I'm on the website. I'm just totally lost, honestly. I apologize for that about where we are. But
that's okay.
I will get caught up
I'm
here.
In the pit box. I'm in the pit box. ARCA Menards Series short track stretch continues at Berlin Raceway. But I'll continue on here. David Gilliland also joins the field at Berlin with Phoenix Raceway Victor Taylor Gray. He's hoping to earn his second ARCA Menards Series triumph this season after mechanical issues kind of kept him in check last week out at Iowa Speedway. Then there's Sammy Smith. Sammy Smith leads both the ARCA Menards Series East and the Sioux Chief Showdown standings for Kyle Busch Motorsports. He's also expected to be in a contender when the green flag waves on Saturday night. Additional Menard Series regulars expected to compete in Saturday night's race include Greg Van Alt, Amber Ball, Brad Smith, among some others, and we'll go through the entry list here in a minute. But two drivers are scheduled to make their ARCA platform debuts on Saturday night. They include Rita Thomason, who is scheduled to drive the number 3 Chevrolet for Alex Klum, and Dallas Brewer, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but Dallas is going to pilot the number 27 Toyota fielded by David Richmond. So the complete entry list, let's take a look and see how many people we have on the entry list. There's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 17 cars on the entry list for this 200-lap race in Marne, Michigan. Okay, are you able to see the entry list?
Yeah, Andy? Just taking a look through this. I am, and actually taking a look through here, I was just making note of some pretty solid names here, of course. Nick Sanchez had a very good year so far. Raja Karuth coming off a strong run in the Truck Series actually just a couple weeks ago. He's going to be someone to reckon with. Taylor Gray has already won a race at Dover this year. He was very strong there. I would expect him to be a factor for sure. Sammy Spith, who will drive for Kyle Busch Motorsports. He's going to be running some Xfinity Series races later this year for Joe Gibbs Racing. Jesse Love, obviously, had a pretty good success in the past. Looking on down through here to name some more, Daniel Dye, Brad Smith, and Rita Thomason rounds out the field. So it's a pretty good field. There's some pretty good names on that list, and I think some guys and some girls that can really put together some strong runs. So pretty decent entry list here, just taking a first glance at it.
Yes, it is. Like I said, 17 people on that list, but this is one race, but two series are going to gain points in this race, the Arkham Menards Series and then the Sutik Showdown. So it's the third leg for the Sutik Showdown, who will have 10 races of the 20 races that are run by the Arkham Menards Series. So right now, it's Sammy Smith leading the ARCA East. And I believe he's also leading the points in the Sioux Chief Showdown. But for the Arkham Menards Series, the leader is actually Nick Sanchez, who is tied with his teammate, Roger Carruth.
Yeah, and that's quite impressive, to be at this point in the season, to be at be tied in the point standings is pretty impressive for sure. At this point in the year, after a few races.
Yes, indeed. Only 12 points behind them is Daniel Dye. That's how close this is. Tony Breidinger sits in fourth place, followed by Amber Bowker to round out the top five. The next five drivers, we'll start with the first three. Greg Van Alt, Zachary Tinkle, and Brad Smith. Those drivers, the top eight drivers, have raced all six races so far in the Arkham Menards Series 20 race schedule. The next two drivers have raced four of the six races, and that would be Corey Heim sitting in ninth place and Connor Mosek in 10th place. There's some there's a couple places here where it's kind of tight between, Tony Breidinger and Amber Balkin, only 4 points separate those two drivers. So I'm sure they're looking to be the top female in the Arkham Menards Series.
Yeah, and they've got room for improvement as far as improving in the standings as well. Tony Breidinger is only 4 points out of four, so certainly room to get up inside the top five there. More so than she's currently at. And then Daniel Dye is in third, but he's only 3 points from the lead, so he has the ability to go take the points lead potentially this weekend. So, Gus Dean back there in sixth, he's only, 6 points back of fourth. So pretty tight points battle here, meaning there's a lot of room for improving, or hopefully if you don't have a bad race, or if you did have a bad race, you could really fall quite a bit back in the standings, so it's important to try to go have a good run, and certainly a win will be the best possible scenario. But a lot of room for changes here, and we could certainly see some big movement in the points when this race is over with.
When we look at the Sioux Chief Showdown points, Sammy Smith is at the top of that list, and 8 points behind him is Connor Mosek. So a little bit of a shakeup there in the points. It was a Sioux Chief Showdown with just two races in so far. Nick Sanchez sits in third place. He's just 1 point behind Connor Mosek. Roger Carruth just 2 points behind Nick Sanchez. Taylor Gray rounds out the top five, and he is, 3 points behind Roger Carruth. The next five drivers, Daniel Dye and Taylor Gray and Jesse Love are all three tied for that fifth spot. So that's pretty tight right there. Tony Breidinger is in eighth place at 6 points back from that third spot. And then Alex Klub is at 51 points. That's, 9 points back. And Amber Balcon rounds up the top 10. She is 3 points back from Alex Klub. So pretty tight so far with these two races in.
It is tight, and I believe it's this weekend's also a Sioux Chief Showdown race, correct? So it's going to be room to mix it up a little bit. And, I certainly would expect it to be pretty interesting when it's all said and done this week.
It is going to be interesting. Now, just to point out the other races that are going to be part of the Sioux Chief Showdown, we have Elko, Mid-Ohio, Lucas Oil, Indianapolis Raceway Park, Watkins Glen, the Milwaukee Mile, DuQuoin, that's on dirt, and then Bristol Motor Speedway will be the finale for the Sioux Chief Showdown. So a lot to look forward to in that series.
There is. There's not only a lot of up-and-coming talent, but a very versatile schedule, just looking at the racetracks that they'll be headed to this year. So, there's a lot to look forward to. I think that it's going to be a lot to be excited about as the season progresses.
And just to give some quick updates here in the ARCA Menard Series, the ARCA East will next be racing. It's going to be a while for the ARCA East. Their next race isn't until August the 28th. 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, the Sprecher 150 at the Milwaukee Mile. So that sounds like it could be one of those triples again, where it's one race but three series all racing for points. And the ARCA West, their next race is July 2nd at Irwindale Speedway. I should mention that the race at Milwaukee Mile will be televised on MAV TV. The ARCA West race will be live streaming on Flow Racing. So that's the Napa Auto Parts 150 presented by the West Coast Stock Car Hall of Fame. And that's 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern. So, again, I know we've got a lot to look forward to here. Now, upcoming up, and Jay Hirschman is here, so I'm going to bring him in for the kids. Jay, I know you're here for our guests that are coming up, Braden and Bryson Mitchell. Why don't you give us a little background information here?
Welcome. Well, that's one of the things. Yeah. Thank you, Sharon, and thank you, Andy, so much for filling in tonight. I know it was kind of short notice the way things went, but I appreciate that. The opportunity to come up with the Mitchells, both going to attempt the race here at Knoxville. I know Bryson has made an attempt at Eldora. We'll talk to him a little bit about that coming up. I just heard from him. They're getting ready to call in as well. But they're from the Tuscumbia Muscle Shoals area of northern Alabama. I've spent a lot of time around them here at dirt tracks in the local area, so it was really exciting to be able to get them on the show and talk about what they got coming up here at Knoxville and what they've been up to. So I know they should be calling in just a minute, Sharon, whenever you get the number. Should be a 205 number.
Yeah, I'll let you
number.
Know when they come in the queue here. Brayden is the oldest brother. Bryson, the youngest brother. They'll be driving. Brayden is driving the number 53 for J2G Racing, and Bryson is driving the number 46 for J2G Racing this weekend. So those will be drivers to watch for sure.
Yeah, I know we've talked about a couple that we've seen elevate from this area that I know personally, so that's always really exciting. You know, and I know Sharon, even you, of ones we've had on the guest or as a guest early on in their career as they get to NASCAR's top level, to have that direct, immediate connection. And we've had that focus on short track racing here as of late.
Okay, I believe at least one of them is here. I don't know if they're on the same number or if they're calling them separately, but why don't you go ahead and do some introductions there.
All right. Well, the interview will be with Braden and Bryson Mitchell, both. I'm going to assume maybe they're on speakerphone. Who am I talking to start with?
Brayden or Bryson, are you there? Okay, I don't know who that is that called in now. Maybe they're on mute.
Okay.
Are you on mute, guys? Okay, they're going to try to call back in.
Okay.
Obviously, we couldn't hear them, so.
Well, and I know if you saw my post, I know they were already traveling on their way to Iowa. That's what I'm getting ready to follow, a little bit behind and going a little further north, but they were already on their way to Iowa, and we're going to call in as they were rolling.
Okay, well, let's try this again. Brayden and Bryson, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, guys.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I was going to ask the same question. First question is, which one am I talking to where you got it on speakerphone? Is this Bryson or Brayden? Sharon, can you hear him?
I can't hear him, no. Brayden or Bryson, are you there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Brayden or Bryson?
can y'all hear now?
Yeah, we can hear you
good.
Now, but we don't know which one we're talking
good.
To.
This is Brayden. Bryson, he's on the call. He's standing right beside me.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you're going to start with Brayden.
Yeah.
All right. That'll work. Thank you. That'll work, Sharon. Thank you. Brayden, I'm going to let you give even a little more background. I talked a little bit about you before you come on here, though. But talk about what you and your brother, as it pertains to racing, where you've been, what got you to the point where you're at today.
We ran dirt for years. We started out mini stock, worked our way up. And then we started running some crate stuff. And then we eased over into the super world a little bit. And our car owner wanted to do a little asphalt racing. So we started doing that. It's been really fun. And now we're going to try this truck racing and kind of see where we line up with the pros.
Well, and that's what I was telling everybody. I know your family, and if you have it on speakerphone, I'm going to give a big shout-out to Brian and Brandy running North Alabama Speedway for quite a while, because that's how I got to know y'all, doing a great job up there. But with that, you talk about that moving up, and I know you've moved up into late models the last time I saw you. What is that step like that from, if you talk to the fans about that, and then the jump to an asphalt car, how much of a change – or how much can you carry over from a dirt track late model to, say, any kind of super stock or late model on the asphalt side?
So the only asphalt cars we are running now is the pro late models, and it's a world of difference. Everything driving aspect is different. It's a lot. The car does not feel like it moves much as a dirt car, and it it's just a totally different feeling in the seat. It's a lot cleaner, I will say that. You don't have to deal with no dust or dirt on your car, that's for sure. that's a nice thing. But we didn't really roll over a lot. There were some things as far as compared to a super late model, throttle control is totally different. We got to use that a lot. But it has definitely been a culture change and a driving change.
All right. Last question I got before I turn it over to Sharon, and then I'll come back and talk to Bryson a little bit. This opportunity, we put a big focus here at Fan for Racing on the short track and the connection. And I know Bryson has run Eldora before. But how is that connection? I know NASCAR as a whole has kind of put that emphasis out there, too, of looking back at the roots. We see a lot of top drivers returning to some short tracks. How has that helped you and affect your decision and ability to go and do this on asphalt as well as at the NASCAR level?
I'm sorry, you broke up just a little bit. Can you repeat that?
with the emphasis both NASCAR and then ourselves here at Fan for Racing are putting on short track racing, you know, the roots of racing going back to your short track, how has that been felt by drivers, the impact it's had and the opportunities and ability for you guys to move up into asphalt and then even up to the NASCAR level with the truck series?
So
I don't guess I got very good service. It's coming in and out. Can you repeat that? I apologize.
I was just asking the impact that NASCAR has recently put on short track racing, which is what Fan for Racing has followed suit, covering the short track racing a little bit more. That exposure, how that's helped you as drivers get the opportunity to go asphalt racing and up into the cup level or NASCAR level, you with the truck series.
So it gave us a lot more coverage with the sponsorship, you know, the sponsorship side of things. It's very good for our image in racing itself. So it helped us a lot as far as, you know, the coverage of everything, being able to move around and do them different things has helped us tremendously in this whole thing.
All right. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Sharon here, and she's going to talk to you and Bryson, and then I'll come back and wrap up with Bryson before we let you go. I know you're on the road, but Sharon's got a couple of questions about your current opportunity.
Okay.
Yes. Brayden, we understand that yourself and your brother Bryson are going to be competing with G2G Racing this weekend. I believe you're going to be driving the number 53 and Bryson's going to be in the number 46. How did this come about for you to get this opportunity in the NASCAR Truck Series?
Okay. The G2G, my brother is actually driving for G2G, and my car owner, Sparks Motorsports, he actually owns the truck I'm in. So we're running this one for Sparks Motorsports. We were going to both be running for Sparks. We didn't have another truck and couldn't get it in time ready, you know, to both run for the same team. But it worked out where we could both race. So it's that's what we had to do, and we are actually we're considering, you know, running a little bit more on the asphalt of the truck, you know, as things come around.
Okay. Now, as it relates to racing at Knoxville Raceway this weekend. Have you guys raced at that track before?
Only thing I've run the truck, I ran the Eldora dirt race a few years back, but this is the first time my brother's ever been in the truck and the first time I've been in the truck in 3 years. So it's going to be another big learning curve for us.
Okay, I'm back. Somehow I got disconnected there, so I don't know.
Okay.
Were you able to answer the question?
Do what? I'm sorry.
Sorry, I got cut out and I had to call back in. I didn't hear the response to your question.
Oh. This is the he was asking about. Can you repeat the question, if you don't mind? It's my service is kind of in and out. I apologize.
Oh, okay. I was asking you about Knoxville Raceway. Have you guys raced at Knoxville Raceway before?
Oh, No, ma'am. This will be our first race at Knoxville.
Oh, okay. So how do you prepare for a track that you've never raced at before?
We watch a lot of videos. We also do the sim racing, you know, just to get the feel of the racetrack, kind of, you know, where to let off, where to mash the gas, as much as we can to make us feel like we can perform at our where we need to be if we've never been to the place. The videos of past races go a long way.
Well, and that's good. It's good that you have that that video available to review and to be able to do. Have you guys done any iRacing?
Yes, ma'am. We've done very little. I owned an iRacing setup, and we've done it some. And then Joey Gates actually let us use his this past week to lay down some laps. We spent some time on the simulator to get us ready. I'm not gonna say it's 100% like it, but it'll definitely help you in a lot of situations.
Okay, I'm gonna hand the mic back over to Jay. Jay.
All right, well, I want to wrap up here with Bryson. I know it might not be the best topic to talk about, but you have the experience of Eldora. Now, I know Knoxville is going to be a little bit different, but there, too, talk about how different even a dirt track up there is from down here.
That's actually Braden. He went to Eldora. So he would know. I've never been to either.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Bryson. I thought you were the one that got the truck started at Eldora.
No, sir, that was Braden.
Okay, Braden, then tell me that, of that experience and how that'll help out here at Knoxville.
You know, it'll help out a lot. That the Knoxville deal let me experience what the truck was going to feel like on dirt. And I'm going to roll all that over that I possibly can, you know, to Knoxville, which I know the banking's different and the dirt's different. Dirt's a lot different in Ohio and to Iowa, I'm sure, but you know, we'll kind of see what the track conditions bring and use all that we can that we learned in at Eldora to Knoxville. We'll just kind of see where it takes us.
All right, well, we wish you the best of luck, and before I let you do any sponsor shout outs, I know I got Randall Kelsey, Lowell Landers, Susan Clayton, Mitchell Wilson, Janet Osborne, and Joey Mitchell. All giving shout-outs and wishing you the best of luck, as we do as well. What other shout-outs would you like to give there before we let you go?
I would like to say thanks to Sparks Motorsport, Sparks Energy Inc., Quick Performance and Machine, and Merlin Gates Motorsport. Joey Gates helped me get this truck ready this week. It took my whole team to get this thing ready. My dirt guys were working on an asphalt truck, and it was a big learning curve for them also. My family was up here helping. It took a whole team to make this thing happen, and I'm very thankful for every one of them.
All right. Well, again, I wish you the best of luck. I'll try and wave as I go by. I'm going all the way up to Minnesota, not quite Canada, but Minnesota tomorrow night. So I'll wave as I go by. Best of luck there on Saturday night, Knoxville Speedway in Iowa. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, that again is Braden. Oh, Sharon, Sharon, you got it?
I got it. Jay, thank you so much. We really appreciate you securing the guest and being here for the interview. So thank you very much.
All right, now I'm going to try and come back in here in a few minutes for Hot Topics as well. I know Andy's going to stay on for Hot Topics, so I'll try and call back in for Hot Topics.
Okay, we'll talk to you then. All right, that was Brayton and Bryson Mitchell, drivers of the number 53 and 46, the 53 car for Sparks Motorsports, the number 46 car for G2G Racing, and they will be qualifying for the NASCAR Truck Series race at Knoxville Raceway on Saturday. So two trucks to keep your eyes on for this weekend, Andy.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting, and it's always fun to see up-and-coming drivers, the local drivers, if you will, from a special background like dirt racing, get an opportunity like that. I mean, that's what the sport's about, is allowing drivers to make their way up through. And you know, I've always enjoyed seeing what the dirt racers can do against the regular Truck Series regulars. And it'll be fun to see how they stack up. And I think given their experience and what they're used to, should be a lot of fun for them. And I think that they have a chance to run well. So certainly looking forward to that.
Okay. We're going to move on now to the Camping World Truck Series race at Knoxville Raceway. It's the Clean Harbors 150 on Saturday, June the 18th. It should start sometime around 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The purse for that race is $629,075. There will be a pre-race show on FS1 and then also on the radio at LRN and SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. They'll be racing a distance of 75 miles over 150 laps. The first stage is 40 laps, ends on lap 40. Second stage is 50 laps, ending on lap 90. And then the final stage ends on the last lap for 60 laps on lap 150. So when it comes to the Camping World Truck Series, one thing that I know a lot of fans look forward to is the freezins. It's not just one freezin that will be at the racetrack this weekend. It's going to be two, Andy.
Right. That's it's going to make it interesting. It is interesting how that's going to be this weekend for sure. So the cool thing about these dirt races is it's not really your typical race. It's always different, and that's what makes it a lot of fun.
Okay, I am back for our Fan for Racing Radio, and coming up next is our Hot Topic Sound Off with the Fan for Racing crew. Again, I'm expecting both Jay Huseman and Andy Lasky to be calling in. I'm going to send a quick note to Andy to see if we can get him back into the queue. And see if we can get this going. Okay. I sent the message to Andy. I know Jay's down the road. He's going to be calling in while he is traveling. He's going to be up in Minnesota this weekend. He'll be driving right by Knoxville Raceway, and that'll be fun. I know Sal, another member of our Van Racing crew, is going to be out at Kern County Raceway Park this weekend for the SRL race that's taking place there. And I know one of his goals is to see if we can get the race winner on our show for Monday night. So hopefully that will happen. We'll have to wait and hear from him, and we'll keep you posted on social media with who our guest will be for Monday Night Show. Okay, now, we're waiting here for Andy and for Jay to call back in. I'm going to see, I'm going to try to leave a text message and see if maybe I can get Andy that way. Okay. So, again, I'm expecting them to be calling in here in just a few minutes. All right. I'm not sure what the technical issue is here tonight. Hopefully I'll see both Andy and Jay call back in for Hot Topics. I'll send a message to Jay as well. And see if we can get them in here. Bear with us. All right. Okay, messages have been sent. We'll see what happens. I've not heard from Tommy, so I don't know if Tommy's going to be calling in or not. So let's see here. Chat. Okay. All right. I'll tell you what, if I do not hear from Andy or Jay here in the next few minutes, I will have to call it a night. Okay, I just heard from Jay, and apparently Andy and Jay are having some technical difficulties. Oh, my gosh. I just got a message from Jay, and it doesn't sound like Andy and Jay are going to be able to call in. We're having some kind of technical difficulty, and so there will be no Hot Topic here for tonight. Our sincerest apologies. Again, I apologize for the technical difficulties that we have experienced here on Gamper Racing Radio tonight. We hope you do enjoy the weekend of racing that's coming up with both the Truck Series race at Knoxville Raceway and the ARCA Menards Series race at Berlin Raceway in Marney, Michigan. We will be back on air this coming Monday night with Sal Segala for the review show. And as I mentioned earlier, hopefully we'll have the winner from the SRL race out of Kern County Raceway this weekend. So with that, we'll call it a night, guys. And again, my apologies for the technical difficulties. We'll look forward to seeing you on the other side of the weekend. Good night, everybody.